In spite of what we have experienced, teaching and learning must continue because we have our attainment targets to meet. We appreciate also the fact that learning cannot take place unless all of the conditions have been met. We cannot expect the students to learn if then their basic needs and their affective needs and their higher order needs are not met. And that is why we're asking our principals and our teachers to approach the business of education at this critical time with compassion and understanding. So we've asked the principals and the teachers, the counselors, to observe the students carefully, because you know that some students will conceal, others will act out, others will withdraw, and this can have serious implications for their cognitive and social development.